Hi.
Welcome home.
Wait, what? No, get out.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. How'd you get this address?
Run while you can. Run while you can.
It's your final warning.
Wait, Alex, home.
I don't know. Hi. Maybe people feel at home when they listen to us. Like, we're with them.
That's depressing.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I kind of like that. I want to know that the listeners want to live with me. JK, I don't like anyone.
I subscribe to a lot of YouTubers and podcasts, and it's just nice when you hear someone with you while you're, like, you know, working. You feel like they're there with you. Like, you got some friends.
Oh,
it's true. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Wait, Alex, what other podcasts do you listen to?
I don't want to talk about it. I listen to a lot of, like, self-help inspirational shit, so we don't need to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay, sorry, my bad. So this is Ashley. Hello.
This is Jeanette.
This is Alex.
I realized we forgot to do that in last week's episode, but we didn't introduce ourselves. We just went right to it.
For Batman, did we?
Yeah, but it's okay. Oops. I'm pretty sure the listeners, the five people who listen.
five people.
Including us, so actually two.
Know what we sound like.
Yeah. Did Ashley tell you that we've made $4 off of our sponsorship for Anchor?
Wow! Is this, like, do we give a dollar to all four of us? Does Will get a dollar?
He should get a dollar. I guess Ashley can take it since we owe her I don't know how many years worth of
website.
The website.
Yeah, Ashley, you get all the money.
So, so last weekend we all did a field trip to watch X at Nighthawk. And I enjoyed it a lot. And again, I did not realize, Jeanette, that was your first time.
At Nighthawk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, maybe one other time, but, like, I really don't remember, and I don't think so. I think that was the only time I've ever been to Nighthawk Cinema. It was really cool. It was, like, very blast from the past, like, that little concession stand that they have there and how the seats are set up, and it's a lot smaller than what I thought or what I imagined. I thought for some reason X was, like, bigger. Like, I didn't know Nighthawk really only focused on kind of, like, smaller, like, indie films.
Well, they play new releases too.
Oh, do they?
But I think it's, like, selective about the new releases that they play, because I've definitely gone there to, I watched Little Women by myself when it came out that week at Nighthawk.
Okay, then I had it. But still, it's like a small theater in general, though.
Yeah, yeah, it is small. It's very cozy. It's very, like, yeah, it does have that retro feel. I like it a lot. I think, like, X is the perfect movie to watch there. It's just that vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like for bigger blockbusters, like that, like, for instance, The Batman, I wouldn't want to watch The Batman at Nighthawk. No shade, Nighthawk, but they wouldn't even play it. So
you want that IMAX experience?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Alex, for the IMAX experience.
She keeps bringing it up.
You
She's
know
really
what's
happy
so funny
about it
is that when we went to see it in IMAX, I was not happy. I was sad because we didn't have the chairs that reclined. So
oh, Alex is particular.
I was like, where is the IMAX with the chairs that recline? Do they have one of those?
I don't know, but yeah, that.
Do you only get one or the other?
You can't have it all.
Because that theater, the one that we go to, if it's not an IMAX theater, it does have the reclining seats.
Yeah, but I'm also like, they have the Dolby Cinema, and I need to know what the difference is between IMAX and Dolby Cinema.
I have no idea.
Because the Dolby Cinema reclines. I know that.
We're getting off topic again.
Listener, oh, yeah. I was like, why are we talking about The Batman? We're talking about X, right?
Yeah, yeah, the Vin Diesel movie. Triple X.
Triple X. Wasn't the one with Ice Cube also on topic? Triple X. State of the Union.
Was it? I thought that was... Maybe it was Ice Cube, but no, I thought it was Vin Diesel.
Oh, my God. Now I have to look this up, because now I feel like I sound dumb.
So many movies with X in the title.
But this one is Just X.
Just X. And yeah, so it was a cute little group outing with various friends and stuff. And I'm glad we got to see it together. Yeah, so how did this movie come on your guys' radars?
I heard about it through, I don't know how I heard about it. Ty West did like In a Valley of Violence, which is the Blumhouse movie when I was working there. So that's how I even knew about Ty West. I never watched the VHS stuff because I don't know if I need to, I've said this before, but I cannot stand found footage movies. So I never watched VHS. But I had heard he had did a segment on VHS.
Yes.
But I don't know how I initially heard about it. But I knew it was coming out and I knew it was going to be good. Especially after I watched the trailer.
Yeah, so how
Yeah. Oh, go
oh
ahead.
go on,
Go.
go on.
I was
Yeah.
gonna say, yeah, I don't even remember how I heard about it, but once I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, yeah, we have to watch this. It gave very Texas Chainsaw vibes and the little old lady, like, I didn't know what to expect with that. So yeah, I was very intrigued. What about you?
I had no idea about it until like I would say a couple months ago when my boyfriend sent me the trailer because Kid Cudi is in it. And I was like, what is this? And like it was, it's an A24 movie. I think I should follow A24 on Instagram so I can stay up more up to date on the stuff. But yeah, that's when I heard about it. And yeah, same, I watched the trailer. And I was like, this looks great. And yeah, we'll chat definitely needs to watch this and talk about it. But yeah, just the trailer just looks, very, as Jeanette said, very t Texas Chainsaw Massacre 70s vibes. And I also like that it didn't tell me exactly what was going on. Like I could take a guess, but it was very intriguing.
Farmer's daughter, take one. I need to be famous, Wayne. All the best people are.
There ain't nobody else out there like you.
You know why?
Why?
Because you got that X factor.
Our days of struggling may soon be over.
Hollywood, here we come.
So this is it. Our own studio backlot.
I'm looking for a place to stay.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's one ugly son of a bitch. And my wife, Pearl, is next door, so I would appreciate a little discretion. I just want me.
He don't know what we're doing, does he?
Well, it's better to beg for forgiveness and ask for permission.
Would you like to come inside?
My surprise.
I want to be in the movie.
Well, you can't.
The story can't just change midway through.
If Daddy catches us, there's no telling what he might do.
My wife is not well. It happens after dark.
People's eyes are gonna pop out of their damn skulls when they see this.
What?
Are you all right?
No.
Boys found this inside.
What do you think is on it?
I see one goddamn fucked up horror picture.
Alex, do you want to do your
my
spoiler-free summary?
summary. Okay. So,
Ready.
what's her name? Mia Goth. in the movie. You know, I was very
Pearl. Wait, no, shut, not Pearl, JK. Sorry.
I don't remember any of their names. Any characters. We talked about this right after the movie too, that none of us could remember the names of any of the people that we saw.
I know, I'm literally like, Kid Cudi was in it, Brittany Snow. Yeah. But I don't
you just know by their real names.
Let's look it up.
I'm looking it up. As well.
Her name was Maxine.
Maxine.
Maxine, okay. Minx.
Minx?
That's her last name. Yeah.
Apparently. Is that her porn star name?
Maxine. Probably.
Yeah. So the movie is about this young woman who is ready to become a porn star. And I really enjoy that she did positive affirmations in the mirror, because I do that too.
After she did a bump. Yeah.
After she did a bump. And her and her fiance are going to a secluded house in Texas. They're in Houston in 1979, I believe, to film a porn movie that they think will change the world and be not just a porn movie, but a work of art. And they're renting a cabin from this ancient couple, they're very weird and creepy and might be senile. And basically, Pearl, the old lady, the wife, has a strange obsession with young Maxine and starts acting weird and doing some weird shit. Because she has FOMO for not being young. And I think that's all I could say.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So
now we will get into spoilers.
Yes.
Go watch the movie if you haven't seen it.
Okay, so what was your guys' initial thoughts on the movie? What did you think? Did you like it? Who was your favorite? Tell me all the things. I'm eating an ice cream, by the way, so I'm sorry.
It's okay, eat your ice cream.
Oh my god, ice cream sounds so good. My initial thoughts, first off, I did not know that Mia Goth played the old lady.
I just found that out from Kira.
Crazy.
Yeah, because okay, so I never
want to see old people having sex again.
I don't want to get old.
I don't want to get old either.
What were you gonna say, Ashley?
No, I was gonna say the reason why I knew Mia Goth was also the old lady is because in that beginning scene where she invites her in for a glass of lemonade and she's talking and like about her youth and how she was a dancer or some shit. Mm-hmm. When Maxine. Pearl is the old lady's name. Mm-hmm. So when Maxine is looking at all of her pictures of Pearl and she's younger, you can see Pearl's reflection in the mirror, in the picture frame. And that's when I realized that she has the same features as Mia Goth.
Yeah, I thought they looked similar, but I didn't know it was the same person.
Yeah, that's when I knew, because you could tell, like, obviously that their old age makeup was severely exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but also like her frame was just so thin. And then it confirmed that it was Mia Goth in this scene where she suddenly starts fucking like dancing in front of the car after the first kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, okay, like it is her. But yeah, that's how I knew. But I thought that was obvious. I guess not. I don't know. Cause like I just like once I saw that scene, I was like, I was just like, that's Mia Goth. And I don't know, because her face is so distinct to me. She has a very distinct, like that button nose and everything. Like I saw it in the old lady. But anyways, I want to see more old people fucking.
You're disgusting. I'm sure you could find some on Pornhub.
I know, right? If I really wanted to.
Yeah, as soon as we like... almost the opening scene, she's just like fucking doing blow, and she's like, I am a sex symbol. And I was like, oh, this movie's gonna be fucking wild.
Yeah.
And I knew I was gonna like it. In my opinion, a lot of A24 films can be kind of slow burns, but I feel like this really wasn't. It had a nice pace.
Yeah, I really liked the pacing of it. It went by real fast.
Mm-hmm.
The crocodile. That scared me. There was a shot in this movie where Mia Goth is like skinny dipping in a lake, and she does not see the crocodile.
Which is so dumb.
Also, and she doesn't hear it.
Wait, would it be making noise though?
Mm-hmm.
It would.
I don't know. It was like going real slow. I just don't know how she was dumb enough to not hear the water moving.
Yeah.
Because I think crocodiles are supposed to be stealthy, right? Like that's how they sneak up on prey and shit. Like I'm just thinking about like all those documentaries, like when they're in Africa and there's like a gazelle grazing by the water. And all of a sudden, the crocodile just pounces and grabs it. I think they are supposed to be kind of stealthy and quiet.
I'm sure they are. But even still, like, when she jumps out of the water.
Yeah.
It was way too close for her to not. It didn't just dive back down, you know? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely just, like, I think a director's cinematic choice. Like, she definitely would have felt it. Like, maybe at least, like, the water, like, kind of feeling different around her. Mm-hmm. That was a big ass crocodile. But that was one of my favorite visual thoughts from the movie as well. One thing I will say about Ty West, I really do like his cinematography. Who was the cinematographer on this movie? I want to see if it was it, but that, yeah. So the scene that we're talking about, it's showing like from a bird's eye view. Mia Goth swimming back, like in the middle of the lake, and then swimming back towards the dock with an alligator, or is it an alligator or a crocodile? I don't know what the difference is, but just like kind of like, you know, hunting her, and she barely makes it out of the water in time, which I thought was a really executed scene. People really do that, huh? They just go in the water and shit,
like lakes and stuff,
or... Yeah.
That's some young people shit.
Yeah, you know what? I've never gone into a lake again after watching Creepshow 2, The Raft. Has anyone seen that?
I don't think I've seen Creepshow 2.
I don't think I've seen the second one.
Well, there's this like, literally these stupid ass kids don't see a sign that says no swimming. And they go and then they go to a raft. And like, there's this blobby thingy.
I have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's just a blobby thingy in the water, and it eats them. And this is how fucking stupid these kids are. They fall asleep on the raft, and then while this girl is fucking asleep, her friend's boyfriend, because now her boyfriend's dead and the friend is dead, tries to assault her while she's asleep, and then. She wakes up and half of her face is melted off from the blob thingy. It's disturbing. And I watched that when I was a kid and I was like, I'm never swimming in a lake.
Yeah, you won't fucking see me swimming in no lakes, no ocean. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't like the fact that there's, you know, it's the creatures. Wild and there's creatures there and like, just like you never know, or flesh eating bacteria. I gotta say,
when I was in Mexico last year and I swam in the cenotes, I was not about it because there were all these tiny little fishes that were eating the dead skin off of you.
Oh, that's good.
And I was just like, no, I don't want any fishes touching me.
Oh, I would love that actually, because don't people bring those into like they bring them into like spas and like let the fishies eat your skin? Off your feet.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Jeanette, would you let fishes get skin off your feet?
We're getting off topic here. No, probably not. To answer the question.
Okay, cool.
Who's your favorite character?
I don't have one.
Hmm.
Actually, no, I liked Brittany Snow. I think she had really good comedic timing. Brittany Snow and Kid Cudi were the comedic, what's the term? Like relief, comedic relief. And the director boyfriend too. He had some beats there.
They all did, because I mean, even like, Minx, whatever, Mia Goth's boyfriend was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I actually really loved Jenna Ortega's performance.
Oh, she was so great. Everybody in this movie did a really, really great job, in my opinion.
My favorite thing was when she decides that she wants to be in the... So she decides she wants to be in the movie, and then her boyfriend fucking ugly cries in the shower.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
And again, like a really cool visual shot from like a bird eyes point of view. But it seemed like the shower was like stretched, or that like the curtains were stretched. Like it was showing like that guy who, again, like that guy was from Evil Dead, the remake. And this movie kind of reminds me of the Evil Dead in the sense that there isn't deep character development, but also that doesn't matter. You know, like right. I don't really care about that. It's not that kind of movie. But yeah, that shot was also very visually interesting to me to like see, because they made him look so small in frame and the shower curtains so long. I don't know what that visual technique is, but it looks very cool. A lot of cool visual things happening in this movie for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I also wasn't expecting the movie to be so, I knew of course the premise was like, you know, they're filming a porn movie on this desolate farmhouse, but I didn't realize it was going to be very like that, as explicit as it was.
Oh yeah, I didn't expect that either. That was very like in your face, very, I mean, I feel like the old lady is killing because she's sexually frustrated.
Yeah horny, poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor thing. We're gonna be horny when we're old too, okay?
Saying we're gonna be old.
I'm literally not even gonna be old.
I stop aging at 30.
Shut up.
Live fast.
I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm 30 until I'm 40.
I should start doing that.
And then when I'm 40, I'll be 35.
I hope so. Oh my god. But yeah, it was very like sex, obviously. I mean, I guess I should have expected it. I wasn't, you know, the movie is literally called X. They're literally filming a porn, but it was very sex forward, especially with the older people. Like the younger people I anticipated happening, but like the old couple, I was not expecting that to happen. And just overall, how kind of like, I was very disturbed in a lot of scenes. I think they had really good, I don't know what the word is for that, but like there was like that anticipation or like the buildup for a lot of things, tension. Mm-hmm. Like remember when they're walking in the barn? One, obviously the gore was phenomenal. The kills were fun. And you remember when he's walking in the barn and he literally has no shoes on and he's going to a nail and you see it and you know it's going to fucking happen, but yeah, it still does. And everybody in the fucking audience was like, oh shit. You know, there was a collective that went through the theater. Yeah.
And then the dumbass still looks through a hole.
Oh my God. Yes.
What happened there? I was like, oh.
He didn't know. But yeah. If you're like a fan of horror, you just know what's coming. You know, like, and I think that's what Ty West really played with. Like, it was like playful because like he set, you know, these scenes that you two just described, and you know it's gonna happen. Like there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
like the director boyfriend looking through the holes in the barn door, and you just know a pitchfork is gonna go through them shit. So it's like, I like,
yeah,
that.
He
sets it up and he gives us what we wanted.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. It's fun.
I really wasn't expecting, so this whole time I didn't think that the old lady was like killing them because she was sexually frustrated or, you know, like she was like envious of them. I thought she was I was anticipating there was something like paranormal or gonna happen going on. So that kind of like threw me for a twist when that was like her main motive. And I don't understand how she's like this little ass old lady. And, you know, when she was talking to the camera guy boyfriend, when he was leaving, he was like, fuck this, I'm out, after his shower. And she just fucking straight up stabbed this dude. Where did she get all of this fucking... You're like 90. Like, where are you getting all this energy? And like, you're super flexible and mobile. Like, what are you doing, girl?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe some of that will be explained in the prequel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was funny. Like, after the movie was over, everyone left. And I was like, no, you guys, there's like an after scene or after credit scene. And everyone's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes. It said it in the review. And yeah, so Ty West directed a prequel, a secret prequel to this movie called Pearl, which is the old lady's character's name. And it's showing when she was younger, and the film looks very technicolor, very saturated colors, like definitely the opposite of X.
Reminds me of like WandaVision or something.
Wait, what's WandaVision?
That show on Disney Plus.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Okay, yeah. It's similar to that, like color-wise and, you know.
Yeah, like super saturated and poppy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of like, you know, like that it's like in direct opposition to X. But yeah, and it shows like young Pearl, and all of a sudden there's like, towards the end of this really quick trailer, there's like flashes of a young Pearl killing people.
She's probably, yeah, I guess that makes sense. She's always been crazy.
Yeah, which I wasn't expecting. But then it also kind of makes sense. Like, if she's been killing since she's been, you know, since she was young.
She's good at it.
Yeah, she's good at it. And she, I just want to know what the motivation is, though.
Yeah.
Which is like what you were saying. Like, that's why I guess we're going to find that out in the prequel whenever it does come out.
What is it called? Is it called Pearl, right?
It's Pearl.
Just trippy, yeah, to think that like her husband has known about this for so long too, and just kind of goes with it. He's like, all right, I guess we'll do it, like with the body hanging in the basement. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was just like, I was like, once we saw that, I was like, oh, this might be like a lot sicker than I anticipated. And the movie didn't go in that direction. But, and again, quick input, like after the movie, I said, I wish it was gorier, and everyone looked at me like I was crazy. But maybe what I meant, not gorier, maybe what I meant was, I wish it was more disturbing.
Old people fucking wasn't disturbing to you?
That was super disturbing to me.
I was very uncomfortable.
I think it's more like, I thought it was like campy.
Okay.
Valid. What? I read it as campy, because the director is like playing on the expectation that you're going to get grossed out by watching these two exaggeratedly old, decrepit bodies, you know, having a sexy time. And yeah, to me, I kind of just read that as more humorous than gross. But I think the most disturbing part of the movie for sure was the scene where they, when Jenna Ortega's character sees that there is a corpse tied up in a basement with the corpse of a man who's been tortured. He's naked, and yeah, it just looks like Pearl's just been going at it. And ugh. It sounds like,
I want to know what she was doing with him.
Probably fucking him.
Like, yeah, like sexually assaulting him and torturing him. Because what it sounds like to me in the movie, the characters, yeah, they rent out this side house of this guy, the old couple. They have a bigger house, and then they're renting the side house on this property to film the porn. And I think that this old man, the husband of Pearl, put the ad in the newspaper, because again, this is the 70s or whatever, so things were done differently that way. I think he put the ad in the paper because that guy had died in the basement, so they needed a new person for Pearl to play with.
Oh, that's why he was very confused that multiple people came.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so and also like when when Kid Cudi's character is helping the old man search for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when he sees the car in the pond?
Yeah, I figured that was like belonging to like the guy, but there was something else too, but it could have been not his. It could have been like from the murder before, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Multiple.
Which again shows that this is a pattern. And I would have to rewatch the trailer again, but I think in the Pearl trailer, they showed a quick scene of a car going into the pond. I think. Or she pushed someone into the pond. But either way, this is basically a serial killer old couple.
Yeah.
Which, I like. And it's funny to me. And the only reason why they, you know, ended up being defeated and both killed at the end is because of their age, but also because, you know, like, I bet they got away with it for so long towards their older years because only one person at a time would come. Mm-hmm. And so again, why Jeanette said the guy was like irritated that it was like a whole crew of people. Because, you know, obviously, that's the fucked up thing. If all of these people just knew right away that Pearl and her husband were just like old serial killers, they could have easily overpowered them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They split easily up. And I don't know why they did that.
Wait, so like, yeah, the first kill was the boyfriend who was upset that Jenna, let me see. I'm
yes, he was Lorraine. Her name was Lorraine. He was about to
leave them and he's like, let's see how far they get without me here.
Throwing a fucking temper tantrum. Do you think if he would, like, let's just say, remember, she's like, let me show you what I can do. Do you think if he was like, yeah, okay, and, like, fuck the old lady, she would have let him survive?
No.
No, no.
You think she would have killed him anyways?
Yeah.
I think she would have dragged him to the basement and, like, hung him up like the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have been the new
toy.
Remember, I think Pearl said that she wanted Maxine to be the new toy.
She wanted a man, but also I think she wanted Maxine too.
She probably saw herself, yeah, in Maxine. I think she was very envious of her. But, you know, another big thing that was like crazy to me is how much religion kind of was like tied into it. Not really, but they were like how there was this constant like push for like sinners and, you know, like on the radio, super Christian, and Texas is like that, you know? And at the end, you find out that Maxine was the pastor's daughter who's giving the speech. And he uses her as kind of like the example of, you know, like why temptation and strip clubs and all those things, like sinning, is so bad because his daughter strayed away from the light and now she's damaged goods, essentially. So how that was constant, like a theme, I didn't understand. I thought it was just like, oh, they're just showing that Texas is really conservative in that sense, and I'm sure in the 70s or just like, you know, in general, how taboo I'm sure like strip clubs and porno was during that time frame.
Yeah,
in that area,
the strip club was in the middle of like a working yard.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Houston. So yeah, that scene where it pulled out, it showed like you have to like literally go through this industrial warehouse area just to see some titties. Definitely like,
yeah,
shows you during that time period like how sex was like how repressed people were by their sexual urges, which I guess that does tie into me because yeah, religion does to this day kind of like guilt people about, you know, being sexual beings in a sense, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think Ty West is trying to do anything super deep about like with that.
No, I didn't understand why. I mean, I guess maybe we'll know more about it if there's like a sequel. But she was the pastor. Like, I'm interested to hear Maxine's story of how she became to where she was, especially if she was raised in such like a religious household.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, I guess we're actually having a really good story.
It started off weak, but we started off with Vin Diesel and
Triple X.
Triple X, and if we would go swimming in the ocean and let fish eat our dead skin, but yeah. Sorry. We're back on track.
We're back, baby.
So what was your favorite kill?
I don't know.
Mine was Pearl's. Because I love that it was like a double kill. Oh, wait, no. Maybe Jenna Ortega's too, because that shotgun.
That was so funny. That scared me.
She deserved that.
She did.
Yeah.
I mean, no one deserves to die.
Yeah.
She was being a little bitch.
Yeah, didn't she get, her fingers broken by the old guy when she was trying to escape. And I think Ty West was paying homage to The Shining with her breaking through the door like that.
Definitely. But also, she went to the wrong, like, why wouldn't you go closer to where the doorknob was?
I know, she went to the furthest panel.
Yeah. And what you call it, I'm still trying to think, like, what was my favorite kill?
I feel like Kid Cudi's death could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, they shot him off screen, which I think is an interesting choice.
Or just the fact that he just shot him, you know? Like, well, I mean, I guess of all the, you know, people, the dudes are going to be most likely to survive. I think he would have, like, he was super big on, like, the military hoorah shit. So, like, if they actually got into an altercation. So that makes sense that I guess that he had to just shoot him.
Yeah, and maybe the reason why he died by the old man and not Pearl is because they are both military men, and maybe that guy was envious of you know, Kid Cudi's youth as well,
mm-hmm.
as a military serviceman, and probably thought that he was bragging about it, you know, which he kind of was.
I think he did great, by the way.
He was.
Does he act in any other movies? Has he ever been in anything else?
Yeah, he was in Luca Guadagnino. I can never say his last name right, but the guy who directed Call Me By Your Name and the Suspiria remake.
Mm-hmm.
He has a show, again, on HBO. I'm a whore for HBO. Called We Are Who We Are. And Kid Cudi was in that show. He played, like, the father of one of the kids on this Italian military base.
Oh, I didn't know he was an actor. Yeah, I didn't know he was like that.
Yeah, he's a pretty good actor. And he was also, again, oh, God, he was in another HBO show, an older one. Can't remember the title right now, but he's been acting for a while.
Good for him. He did great.
Yeah, he was good at the comedic timing. And there's a scene where he helps the old guy search for Pearl, who's, you know, let's just reiterate, that's the old woman, the villain in the movie. And he's naked, like he's sleeping naked, and he's talking to the old guy from the doorway. And you just see, like, in the silhouette that his dick is just big and swinging. Like, this would be, like, it was funnier. Definitely a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be, too. Even though horror tends to be funny, but I thought it was going to be, like, more darker. It ended up, like, just having, like, a good balance of everything.
Do you think that was his real dick?
No.
It had to have been. Come on.
No, they definitely used a
prosthetic dick.
Yeah, I don't think it was real.
I wouldn't want mine to be shown, you know.
If it was that big, though?
But what if it's not?
Like, I would show it off.
Yeah.
I would show it
off. And I really liked Brittany Snow, like you were kind of saying as well. What the fuck was her name? I think it was, like, Goldie or something.
I'm looking.
Bobby Lynn. What the fuck?
Bobby Lynn.
I think she did a great job. I feel like she's not really, what else has she done besides, like, Pitch Perfect?
She's been in something scary, I think, before, right? I'm looking right now.
I don't know if she's been in another. Oh, yeah, she was in Prom Night, the remake of Prom Night.
John Tucker Must Die, great movie.
She doesn't do a lot, or, like, she hasn't done a lot lately, maybe.
Naturally, you're right. No, she hasn't done much horror, but I think she was great.
Yeah, she was really funny.
She has good comedic timing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again I'm just so surprised that like how sexually forward the movie was. But I guess that talks to, like, how sanitized sex is in movies, these days, if that makes sense. Because when I think about movies that have sex scenes and stuff, like none of them are pretty, none of them are provocative. It's always like very like, not provocative, not like this was provocative, but I guess it makes sense because yeah, porn is very exaggerated anyways. And we're just, I'm just not used to seeing that unless I am watching porn.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's just like, I think it's different when you see faces that you're used to seeing, like celebrities playing such a very sexually provocative role. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Because I just wouldn't expect Brittany Snow to go there. And I did notice how they didn't show Jenna Ortega's sex scene.
No,
she seems very young.
Yeah,
she's young, but she probably didn't want to.
And that's fine, that's her right. But in the movie, her character, she just saw fucking Kid Cudi and was like, I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's why I wish there were more. I guess, okay, my favorite death was definitely the first one. I'll say that. Because I thought it was so cool how it was shot. The boyfriend, Jenna Ortega's boyfriend, the cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, you could tell, I don't know if you guys noticed this when it happened, that Pearl was intentionally one of her hands behind her back. So she was already holding the knife, obviously, but like the way that the shot was framed, like you knew she was going to stab her just by the way she was holding one of her hands.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going to stab him regardless whether he said yes or no to her advances. But she was stabbing him, I really, really liked how the blood from his wound was getting onto the car light, and then it made the scene all red, like a monochromatic red. I thought that was excellent. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah,
I do.
That was such a cool little well thought scene. I really
they had a really red. Long version of Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yes, they did. That song went on forever. But yeah, I think that's definitely my favorite kill scene, because the way it was executed visually, and like, yeah, the gore just showing like her stabbing his neck over and over, and like his neck is the wound is getting wider and wider. Yeah, that was a cool. The more I talk about it, I'm all smiling, all sick.
You're disgusted. You're disturbed.
I love it. I loved it. But yeah, that was my favorite kill. Did you say yours yet, Jeanette?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if I had a favorite. I really liked, because it wasn't gory, and I thought it was really funny. So when Lorraine, or that's what Jenna Ortega's character's name is, she's like, fuck this, I'm out, and she runs out of the house, and then he just literally like blows off half her fucking face. Yeah. With the shotgun, and they're dragging her back into the house when she like twitched. I love that he had a heart attack and literally just died. Like this entire, like it was just so fucking funny to me. I was just like, yes. I really enjoyed that from like a comical aspect, but I think I did really like the first death too, because she literally decapitated that man. And I was kind of just like shook because of the sheer strength it would take to do that, and how much she was just like literally hacking away at his fucking neck. It was just like very gory.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it.
I even liked the way it was kind of, it was very grainy. So it looked like you were in the 70s when you watched it, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it does.
It was very true to that time frame, that time era.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, Ty West is great. Like, and I would say the only thing I've seen from him besides this movie is, yes, his short in VHS with the couple in the hotel room. That one was creepy. But also, oh my God, what's the name of the other movie? The only other movie I've seen from him, House of the Devil. I've seen that one. I have not seen In the Valley of Violence. In the Valley of Violence, is that good, Alice? You said you liked it, right?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I just remember thinking that there were not enough people. They should have sprung for extras.
Have you seen his other movies?
Let me look out.
The Innkeepers. The Ruth, the House of the Devil, the Innkeepers, the Sacrament, and X.
No.
Okay. But no, I was just going to say, like, I've read some critiques of Ty West's The House of the Devil, saying that, like, when I watched it, like, visually again, I think he has such a, like, distinct eye for, for his, he has a style.
Yeah.
It's like how, like, I really like directors who have a very distinct visual style. That's why I liked Ari Aster's movie so much. Like, it's very distinct. Ty West has that. But the movie I saw from him, it just didn't go there enough, The House of the Devil. It was like, I think the pacing was way too slow. But I think in X, he has really finessed the pacing. And I'm happy about that. Cause I think that was like the issue with me. And I think I've read that before about his other movies, that they're just too slow. And I would agree that House of the Devil was too slow. Although the visuals and the plot had a lot of promise. It just didn't hit the mark at the end for me because of the pacing. So it seems like he's finally found his groove with this movie. So I'm excited to see how Pearl pans out. And I just like that again, like it's like Pearl's the opposite. It's like so like Technicolor saturated looking, and it looks like there's gonna be even more kills in this movie. So yeah. Oh yeah, I was disappointed by, like, really quick, by the way that Brittany Snow died. I said this after we got out of the movie theater. I wish there was like a little bit more lingering on the crocodile eating her in the pond.
Yeah, we knew somebody had to get eaten by a crocodile. Like, there was definitely going to be a death by croc. But yeah, it was quick. She was in, did a death roll, and that was the end of it.
Yeah,
I did like their little tussle. the like combo that they had beforehand. Oh my god, Alex, no, I'm coughing.
Sorry.
And she was like, "You bitch," and like slapped her, you know what I mean? Like the old lady. Ah, it was just great. Because you don't expect an old woman to kind of just be like bitch, the worst person ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I know what you are. I was watching you get fucked," like shit like that.
I think I'm wondering too if like in the prequel, maybe she's been like feeding people to that crocodile for years.
It's probably, it's like her little friend.
Her little friend, yeah. Because it did show in the trailer, like, it shows her she's pushing someone into that lake.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that crocodile's just been around, you know? They do live for a long time.
They're friends.
Wait, what?
I said they're friends.
They're friends. And yeah, we haven't even talked about in, like, detail how disturbing it was, like, how she was touching Maxine in the bay.
This will be our little secret.
Yeah, that was definitely unnerving, because I wasn't sure. I don't think it was meant to be read as sexual, but she was touching her in a sexual manner a little bit. Not totally. It was definitely her just being envious of her youth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. So super quick.
Yeah.
Crocodiles do not live in Texas. It's too cold. So it's an alligator.
Oh. Okay. The gator.
The gators.
But yeah, even though it was, okay, no, I think I am not saying it right. It's not, Pearl wasn't touching Maxine in a sexual manner. It was more like, but it was still like a violation.
Yeah, 100%.
Which made me feel icky, and like she was putting the other guy's blood all over her.
Oh yeah, when she was like cuddling with her in bed and just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm glad she got to kill her.
Yeah, maybe it was disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm all having an epiphany. Maybe it was disturbing. But I guess like just not disturbing on the level of like Allah, again, my favorite movie, Hereditary, which is super disturbing. But yeah, anyway. But like it was fun. And I just thought, like, again, it's like it was just a straight shooter, just well paced. The first half of the movie was just, again, there isn't like a lot of character development in it, but
we don't even know their names.
but it was good at setting the scene in the setting. That I think that's what the first what the first half of the movie did very well.
Yeah.
And that's all that I wanted. You know, sometimes I don't need to get too deep into a movie. I just want a good story and some good kills and just be entertained.
Definitely go with like a good group of people. You know, you have to go with like the right group of people, because I feel like some people could be like off put by the movie, whereas other people understand it's like fun and gross and that's what we're here for, you know.
Yeah, everyone, it was a packed theater.
It was.
I know it's a small, Nighthawk is a small theater, but it was still, you know, pretty full. So I'm glad that we got our tickets right when they went on sale.
Sorry.
What?
She was coughing.
Coughed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I'm glad we got the seats that we did. So, but yeah, everyone at theater seemed to be enjoying it too. They were playing along, mm-hmm. laughing, like groaning when the nail scene came into play. Like, it was a good theater experience.
It was.
I will say that. But
what else? Do you guys have any like last thoughts, or are we still in the nitty-gritty of it?
I want Alex to say something.
She's like dying.
Thanks.
And she's like coughing.
Every time I fucking talk, I'm like, what do you want me to say?
Oh my god.
What do you I'm want spreading from me, Ashley?
The allergy. I'm so leaving that in.
What do you want from me, Ashley? What do you like, want me?
And starts like coughing and dying.
My closing remarks for this movie. I'm looking forward to Pearl.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I didn't know if you were making fun of me or if you
No, were not at all. Dying. I'm actually coughing. So I'm sorry. I was trying not
the
to.
The allergies in New York City right now.
It's not the Rona.
No, it's definitely not. I have some like I like inhaled something, maybe a fly.
So I'm reading that yeah, Ty West definitely purposely wanted the same actress to play Maxine and Pearl. Like he didn't want two different actors. He wanted the same actor who could pull that off.
Yeah, I like that.
So like, and I went like, honestly, I did not know that Mia Goth had the range to do that.
Same.
Not saying she's a bad actor, because she's like, she does a lot of indies and she's good in them, but I didn't realize that she had the range to pull off that kind of voice acting. Because her voice is unrecognizable, unless it's someone else doing it, but I doubt it. Her voice is unrecognizable. But yeah, she did great. Everyone was great in this movie, you guys.
I agree.
I agree too.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Pearl, is that you?
Yeah, right. It'll be our little secret.
I'm just like looking at stuff, you know, on my favorite genre website, Collider. They kind of do a lot of great like recaps and stuff, and I'm just like reading through it. It's saying that like right now the reviews for this movie is like at 96% on
Rotten Tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah,
good for them. It was great.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of positive reviews. So in this like excerpt from this Collider article, it says that X is a surprisingly nuanced depiction of idealism, beauty, and body image. The dualism of Pearl and Maxine is exemplified by Goth's dual roles. She embodies both a faded, older beauty and an unexpected final girl. During one of the film's more insightful moments, Pearl lies down in bed next to a sleeping Maxine and strokes her body. Maxine wakes up to see the older face that literally reflects her and screams. Okay.
Oh. That
makes sense. The film grants both characters agency. As Pearl insults her, Maxine calls out her hypocritical nature. Pearl may hate her because of how comfortable the young girl is with her body, but Maxine isn't trying to torment or insult the older woman. Throughout the film, she has felt empowered by the intimacy of the shoot and acted encouragingly of both Bobby Lynn and Lorraine. It's ironic that Pearl has objectified Maxine and despises her because of her confidence.
Makes sense. It's, yeah, kind of like everything that we were saying. But yeah,
you sound like Pearl.
I know. Pearl's inhabiting my body. I'm going to look in the mirror and see myself as Pearl, and I'll kill myself. That's it.
No.
I refuse. Stop. I don't need any of that. I've seen enough.
Yeah. And yeah, there's no release date yet for Pearl, but it's going to be later this year. But okay, let's do our rating. What should be our rating?
Out of how many X's?
How many X's? How many prosthetic dicks?
Yeah, how many crocodiles?
How many rusty nails?
How many teeth that the old man had left?
When that guy stepped on the nail and he was like, I'm gonna get tetanus. And I was like, me.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, she was triggered.
Oh my god, you guys are literally transforming into
it
Pearl onto the
just
podcast.
Happened right now. I don't understand why. It literally is like there's something stuck in the top of my throat.
I mean, I woke up with terrible allergies this morning. So I think it's just like the warm weather and spring, and we're all just getting fucked up right now.
It's going to be 20 degrees next week.
I know, I'm pissed. New York, why do you do this to us?
Every year, fake ass spring. Okay, out of how many?
I don't know. How many
tears did he cry in the shower? How many
fingers of Jenna Ortega's fingers were blasted off?
Yeah, all of the above.
So I'm gonna give it I'm always wary to I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I'll do 9 out of 10.
This is the second high rating movie for you.
I know. I think I'm a changed woman. I don't think I'm a hater as much anymore, you guys.
I'm not even going to say it.
If I speak.
I'll say it offline.
But yeah, no, I like this movie again. Like what we said before, well-paced, a tight hour 30 or hour 20, whatever it was. Great kills, great, amazing cinematography. And yeah, I liked it a lot. I'm excited to look at more Ty West films. Hopefully he sticks within the horror genre. But yeah, 9 out of 10 for me. What about you guys?
I would definitely say like an 8.5, 9. It was fast paced, fun, bloody. Yeah. Funny. I don't know if I already said that.
Sexy.
Sexy and disturbing all in one. Couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah. I would also give it a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
Cool. Go see X.
Go see X. I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters, but go see it. Go support indie horror. A24 delivers yet again. Alex, I wish you could get a job at A24.
Trust me, I tried.
You did.
I remember my meeting with them. They were like, the person I met with was like, I would die for this company. And I was like,
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're very diehard there. And that's why it's so hard to get in. No one leaves.
Well, we should light up some candles and set a spell and like, make someone leave, and then you take their spot. Especially because they're based out of New York, right?
They're bi-coastal.
Well, if it keeps you here, I want to create a spell to keep you here. But yeah, everyone go see X, and until next time.
Make sure you follow us on our website should be running at this point. Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Apple, all of the above.
Google Cast, yeah. We're
Google Cast.
We gotta pay for that too.
Yeah, we're on Google Play.
Google Play. Yeah.
But yeah, we're everywhere. So, and also, you know, follow us and leave some reviews. We need some new reviews, you guys. If you leave a review, Jeanette will give you a shout out somewhere.
Shut the fuck up. Got you.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.